Time for the Sana'a call-in program. Mulan Bilal with me in the studio. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi to Murtisab as well as your listeners. We hope you are well by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We hope you are well, Mulana. How was your weekend?
Alhamdulillah, it was quite busy. Weddings, you know.
rather active weekend. Did you get some time to rest over the weekend?
Very little time. There was a wedding on Saturday as well as Sunday.
Wow. So how many kilos did you pick up the weekend, Mullah? I'm going to put you on the scale here every week to see how things go.
Gee, my wife was complaining today that I wasn't really so interested in the food.
Oh, today in the lunch you're trying to do a bit of a Monday detox.
Yeah.
May Allah grant goodness to one and all. How's things at the office? We're coming towards the last stretch. I think maybe we'll have possibly two or three programs after this, and then we close for the year. Now, how's everything at the office? What dates do the Sana'a offices close?
It's basically the last week of December, that festive week, as it's known in South Africa. From the Christmas period until New Year, that's when the Sana'a offices will be closed. At the office at the moment, alhamdulillah,
business as usual,
but this time of year it does get a bit more busier than usual, in that the companies, you know, they're preparing for their closure and so forth. So a lot of companies are trying to finalize the queries with those companies before they close now for the December period. You know, all the sectors are going to be shutting down, so trying to finalize the work before the holidays, for the holiday period, inshallah.
In terms of Mullah, you know, in terms of the holiday period, what advice do you give people? While we are chatting to Mullah, 011-854-1548, 072-786-1548.
So
now, in terms of the holiday period, Mullah, what advice do you give people? People traveling to different parts of the country, different parts of the world. The world has become a global village.
Yes, we know that. Halal doesn't go on holiday. A person has to exercise the discretion. A person has to exercise this farad e ayn, which is upon every single person, this responsibility that to ensure that you only eat that which is halal. Doesn't mean you're away from home, that your standards should be lax. Doesn't mean you're away from home, that you should not stick to your principles, that you would, you know. Sometimes you find some people who, you know, when they're at home, they don't really care much for certification. I know of certain people as well that own businesses that would not want to certify with Sana'a. However, the moment the period comes to go on holiday, now those people phone and say, you know, what is Sana'a certified in this place or whatever. You know, sometimes that does show a double standard, in that you've got one standard when you're at home and you've got another standard when you're out traveling. And then also, this time of the year, a lot of companies having functions, year-end functions. Firstly, you know, a person has to obviously keep in mind whether this function is going to be against the Sharia or not, and the meals that they are going to be serving there. You know, where are those meals coming from? Is it coming from a caterer that has halal certification? You know, what guarantee do they give you? Again, also eating at a table where alcohol is served, not acceptable at all in the Sharia. Claims of halal friendly. You know, I've seen one comment by one consumer which is very good. He says, remember that halal friendly is haram friendly as well. So don't just take the claims of halal. Recently, in the past week also, we've had a lot of queries about establishments making unauthorized claims of halal. Hospitals, to cruises, you know, people are going on cruises now. And to cater to the market, these companies, unfortunately, they're not very reputable. They're just making any claim of halal, that our meat is bought from a halal place, so you can have halal. Interestingly, when it comes to the question of kosher certification, they clearly outline that you must put in a request 14 days before for your kosher meal, and they will then get you a reliable, a kosher meal which is certified by a reliable authority. Why do they have so little regard for halal?
Interesting point, and it's for us to educate, to enlighten people, and for people to make the demands. There as a consumer, the power is in their hands.
Yes.
Well, let's go to the questions. The first one is, KFC in Kensington, halal open only on Friday in Johannesburg.
Okay, KFC, again, it's a franchise. We have not received an application for halal certification from the franchise head office, so we can't really comment on any of the stores, because those stores, they are under the control of the franchise head office with regards to the ingredients that come into their store, the raw materials. So every little thing of that store is under the control of the head office. There's no control at all for the owner in terms of the ingredients and raw materials.
Lines are open, 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. The Revlon lipstick on Yardley matte lipstick.
Okay, unfortunately with these companies, through the years we've tried to query from them, they haven't really been helpful. The most that they, the responses that they give us is very general responses, nothing specific. They say that the manufacturing plants or the producers of those raw materials cannot give them the declarations that we need to determine halal suitability. In lipsticks, the common ingredient that would not be permissible to apply to your lips, that would be carmine or this red color, which is derived from insects. So you can look out for that. But generally, we cannot say that any specific brand is halal. Unfortunately, we do not have that amount of information.
The next one is the Round Trees fruit gums made in England.
Yes, those do contain bovine gelatin. Unfortunately, we do not know where the bovine gelatin comes from. And we can safely assume, in the Western Hemisphere, I'm not aware that there is any halal gelatin plant or plant that produces gelatin derived exclusively from animals slaughtered by Muslims in the Western Hemisphere. So be very careful with regards to gelatin.
As well as Northern Hemisphere, no?
Yes, we would say that as well. In the Northern Hemisphere, perhaps, there is a Muslim country or two, but I can safely say in the Western Hemisphere, there is nothing.
Sandenberg feta cheese.
And that is halal suitable.
011-854-1548. Lines are open. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Where are you calling from?
Johannesburg.
What is your question?
Malana, I want to know if pulsari is halal.
You're asking about the cake mixes as well as the muffin mixes and so forth? Yes, those are halal suitable.
Okay, and Malana, is the body fuel shops, the ice cream there, are they halal?
Body?
Are the ice cream in the body fuel shops halal?
Not sure about that. You can contact our offices. We can investigate it further for you, inshallah.
Of course it is. And Malana, is the Monster Energy drink halal?
Monster Energy drink, we have contacted the company in the past. Unfortunately, they could not give us those disclosures to complete the evaluation. So our advice would be that you rather stay away from it.
Okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes. So if when in doubt, leave it out. That is the best. 011-854-1548. If you have any queries, if you'd like to call in, that is the line to respond or to get your questions across, inshallah. The next one is, it's a picture of the ingredient, and they're saying, is the two products halal? The one is the cholesterol eased.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that product. The consumer can forward those pictures on our social media platforms, or they can send it directly via email to our offices. Inshallah, we'll do the investigation for them.
Okay, inshallah. Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam. I wanted to ask if the cakes from Choppies are halal.
So Choppies, they're not certified or approved by us. Relatively, we do not have any information on them. Again, if it's a non-Muslim owned bakery, then be very careful, because the risk of contamination between the different products is very, very high. That's besides looking at the individual ingredients of each bakery item. What else are they making there? They're making pies. Where do they get the meat from? The brushes that they use, and this is a very common thing that we find whenever we do an evaluation of a bakery, this is one of the problems that's noticed immediately, that people are they don't have much concern for the type of brush that they use, and the brushes are usually made out of pork hair or pig hair.
Okay, 011-854-1548. The Feiyu Roos non-alcoholic drink.
This company, we have had some discussions with them, but again, they were not able to give us the full disclosures. So, when in doubt, again, abstain.
Jazakumullah khair. 011-854-1548, that is the SMS number. The next one is the RJ's branch in Pietermaritzburg.
Okay, I'm aware that there are branches of RJ's in the Durban Central area that is certified by us. I'm not sure about the RJ's branch. Inshallah, we'll get back to that query later on.
072-786-1548. The next one is with regards to... the next query that comes through is with regards to... In fact, they've sent some pictures, but... as Moa has outlined, that the best thing to do with the pictures is send it directly to the not to the plant. The writing seems to be Chinese. is John West tuna halal?
John West tuna is halal, so to yes.
Yeah, someone sending a voice message is a question now. That is, we don't know what's in that voice message. You're going to have to get that to us, inshallah, directly. The next one is the crackies. Biltong.
Correctly, Biltong, yes, they are certified by us.
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, you live on air?
Ji. Is Chappies halal?
Chappies, the bubblegum?
Ji.
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Jazakallah.
Next caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
I want to know if the sour punk is halal.
Sour punk is halal suitable, yes.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
011-854-1548. If you have any queries, you can call in immediately. Someone saying that I'm hearing that all Cadbury chocolates and slabs, like whole nuts, etc., are haram. Can you believe? Can you advise? First time I'm hearing this.
Okay, there has been a lot of rumors regarding Cadbury chocolates since, you know, there was a video circulating as well. There was some talk in Malaysia that they did contain pork, which was then clarified by the halal authority there, Chakim. Firstly, you know, those rumors, even if they were true, they do not apply to the South African market. Those products are not imported into South Africa. So the products which are manufactured in South Africa, and thus you can see clearly marked on the packaging, if it's made in South Africa, those we can say are halal suitable.
Call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Is the M&M's halal?
M&M's made in Malaysia as well as Poland, which is the common one found in the South African market. The ones which are made in Poland, those are halal suitable.
How much is the M&M's?
I think you gotta ask my daughter that. She would know.
Jazakallah for the call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 011-854-1548. The next one is the John West tuna that came through. I can give the answer for that. That's fine.
Yes.
The next one is the Ultramel Custard Gold.
Yes, that is also halal suitable.
Okay, so both those products are fine. 072-786-1548. The next one that we have is the Telamon drops for babies.
That is halal suitable. You can use that.
Then is Polar ice cream halal?
Polar ice cream, at the moment we don't have any information on them.
Pime and spies?
Pime and spies are not approved by Sana.
011-854-1548. If you have any queries, you can call into the studio directly and have your questions answered. The next one is Aficon drops halal?
Aficon drops? Okay, I'm not sure about that product. Can the consumer please forward that query to our offices so we can check further? Or if we don't have information, inshallah we'll contact the manufacturer on their behalf.
072-786-1548. You can also look at some of the responses on the Sanha Twitter line. And that is at Sanha underscore halal, all in caps, at Sanha, and then underscore halal, the H is in caps and the rest is in lowercase. So if you'd like to get regular updates via social media. Then the next query is Go Slows halal?
Go Slows, I'm not sure about the product. If the consumer could please advise who the manufacturer of the product is.
Okay. 011-854-1548. If you have any queries, you can get your queries through to us immediately. The next one is with regards to, let me see, the Solio pretzels.
Yes, the plain variant or the original variant, that is halal suitable. We still await some information on the other variants like the chocolate flavor and the yogurt flavor.
Then the next one is it permissible to use this condensed milk? It's called Squeeze. And they have a picture of it. I don't know further details.
Is it a condensed milk or is it a baby, you know, these baby foods, like infant foods?
It's condensed milk treat Squeeze original.
Okay, yes, that is certified by us. It is actually certified by Sarah.
011-854-1548. If you have any queries that you'd like to get through to us immediately, then do send us a message. And the next one is the Safari Fruit Dainty in Squeeze.
Yes, those are halal suitable.
We've given you the number to call in. The other number, the Lipstick Halal by Avon. You spoke about it earlier on the program.
Yes, similar challenges with regards to querying products from Avon. The company cannot provide the disclosures needed.
The next query. The next one is Patel's Bunnies Halal?
Okay.
I suppose it must be somewhere in Durban, Bunny Chow.
Look, I don't have any information on the establishment, so we cannot comment thereon.
Now, next one, they're saying many people eating there for years kindly look into the issue made by non-Muslims in Grey Street, Durban. Now, I think
okay,
here you can explain the issue with regards to whether, you know, Sana investigates things on their own or there's going to be an application.
Well, I think there is a balance here, you know, in that the consumer must be aware that there is a lot of malpractice in the halal industry. And, you know, if you phone 10 non-Muslim-owned establishments, we have no halal certification or we don't cater for halal at all as well. 9 out of 10 of them will say that we have halal certification or we are halal friendly or something to that sort. So the consumer has to be aware, and the consumer also has to take some responsibility. On the other hand, where an establishment is non-Muslim owned, there's no Muslim supervision, there's no halal certification at all, and it's making unauthorized claims with regards to halal, in that case, bring that to our attention. We then address that further. The first step would be to make them aware of how offensive this is to the Muslim community. And alhamdulillah, in most cases, by that time, this establishment will then stop making such claims. If not, we will then take it further.
Karanikas. What about Karanikas? Many Muslims eat there, made by non-Muslims. Have you heard of Karanikas?
No, I have not heard of them. The responsibility is between the consumer, and there's a role that we do play, yes. But again, do not take any claim of halal. A person should be very serious about what they consume, especially when a person looks at what is the consequences of consuming haram in terms of my spiritual condition and in terms of the du'as that I make, in terms of the acceptance of my ibadah. And also, we know that that flesh which is nourished by haram then becomes the fear of Jahannam. So a person has to be very careful.
The lines are still open for the next few moments. Let's look at some of the other questions. Is there any information as yet on five-star chocolates?
Okay, that alhamdulillah, like I said last week, there has been progress in the query, but no finalization as yet. But inshallah, soon. We hope to wrap it up before the end of the year, inshallah.
So that listeners are either able to enjoy or they've got to abstain for the holiday period. inshallah. So, Mullah, why is this taking so long?
See, the company gives you a breakdown of the ingredients, right? However, you need disclosures or documents documenting exactly where certain ingredients came from. Because those ingredients, whilst the company can claim that they are plant-based or they are halal suitable, you would only know for sure once you look at what they call a certificate of analysis or the backup documentation regarding that ingredient. And once we have that backup document, we, in some instances, would follow up with that supplier. Do they exclusively source that ingredient only from halal sources or not? And once we've completed that process, when we have assurity that this product only contains halal ingredients, now we can only give an assurance.
A call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Is Cocoa Puffs halal?
In this case, this is a Kellogg's product. Unfortunately, we cannot comment on their products. We have no association with them at all.
Okay, and the Cocoa Puffs Kellogg's bar?
Basically, this is our position regarding any Kellogg's product.
Okay, and Crunchy Blast, the new ice cream.
That is halal suitable.
Okay, and Shockers.
Shockers? No, we don't have any information on them.
Okay. And the similar gum.
Which specific flavor would you like to know about? Okay, in the Stamerol range, you've got three different variants, right? You've got the Sensations. Those are the ones where there are two different flavors in one gum. Those two have bovine gelatin. They are not approved. Then you have the Twist flavors, which is a very similar concept. That also not halal suitable. And then you've got the Infinity range. So in the Infinity range, you cannot have the spearmint flavor, you cannot have the berry party flavor, and you cannot have the peppermint flavors. Right?
Okay, jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
Let's look at a few more queries. Tempo.
Tempo chocolate is halal suitable.
Then another one that comes through is with regards to the Kerrygold butter.
That is halal.
And Hanover Bakery.
Hanover Bakery, not certified by Senna.
Homemade Delights.
Also not certified by Senna.
Okay, then...
Again, you know, another thing, when we say not certified by Senna, what does that really mean? It simply means that us as an organization which gives out a certificate, which is a witness, that something is halal. When we don't have that access, when we don't do the audits of the premises, when we don't have no information, then obviously we cannot stand as a witness. It doesn't mean anything more than that. Simply means what it says, not certified by Senna.
So we leave it for this evening. Mullah, jazakumullah khair for coming to the studios. Your time much appreciated. May Allah reward you abundantly. Mm-hmm. I hope you're taking your phone with you. Last week, you got the phone. Put it in your pocket. Okay, there it is. It's safe. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair on Iftisab. Again, to consumers, you can contact us at our Halal helpline. The number is 0861-786-111. You can contact us on our social media platforms as well, Senna_halal, that's on Twitter, on Instagram as well, and on Facebook, South African National Halal Authority. Jazakallah khair, Murtazak, and wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah to you and your listeners.
Jazakumullah khair. Next up, we have a lecture by Maulana Ihsan Hendricks, giving an update on the current situation in Syria. This was a lecture delivered at the Houghton Masjid, and it was uploaded onto the Houghton Masjid SoundCloud. Listen to this.